the Rockstar Priestess podcast with your host, Demelza Fox. That would be me. And this is our very first podcast. This is my new little baby project. And this one is entirely a storytelling post. Today I am sharing with you the story of how I found the tradition I'm on, which is Kathy Jones's Priestess of Avalon tradition, and how I ended up where I am, training to become a Priestess of Avalon in Glastonbury. So let's get to it. Okay, so my story. Once upon a time, there was a teenager who discovered witchcraft through a teenage magazine. I remember it was very, very hot back then because we had Sabrina the Teenage Witch on TV and Buffy, Days of Buffy, and Charmed as well sometimes. So there was always a witchy column in the teenage magazines. Through there I discovered witchcraft, and through there I discovered the goddess and the idea of the divine and the divine in nature. And that was really what I was hankering after. I'd buy like teenage witchcraft books and I'd be hankering for the stuff about the trees, goddammit, and stuff about the goddess and the stuff about spiritual connection. Which I must have been craving, but without really knowing, because I grew up in a very atheist household. We weren't mean to religious people, but we weren't religious. We didn't have any religious affiliation. Religion, spirituality wasn't talked about in my house. So I was really looking for something very outside what I had grown up with, which I think is quite usual here in the UK, because of course you can tell from my accent I'm from the UK. And we aren't a very spiritual country at all. So after I discovered witchcraft and started to discover goddess and read like a million books on witchcraft and Wicca and that side of things, that was my entrance into goddess spirituality. When I was, must have been 19, I bought Kathy Jones's book, Priestess of the Goddess, Priestess of Avalon. Going to be frank, first time I read it, I thought this is hella flowery and this is ridiculous and ridiculously poncy and blah. I did not like it. But then a couple of weeks later, I read it again and I just completely fell in love with it. And the path that Kathy Jones talks about, which is incredibly devotional, is something that I had been looking for years. A kind of spirituality that was very involved and there was stuff to do, but wasn't all, you have to get this spell and make sure you have cinnamon and rub the cinnamon on the candle and burn 5 Templar oil. And it wasn't spelly or too formulaic. It was raw and honest and very, very, very spiritual. The entire focus was on the goddess. Anyway, I dug it. So I had that in the back of my mind for a long time, and I figured out that I really wanted to do this one day, but I wasn't really, by then I wasn't in the place. For first thing, you have to be 23 before you're allowed to come to Glastonbury to train as a priestess of Avalon, because of course this book, Priestess of the Goddess, Priestess of Avalon by Kathy Jones, which is pretty fabulous, you should probably buy it, is based on what Kathy had been teaching in Glastonbury for years. She runs now a goddess kind of school where she trains women and men to become priestesses of Avalon and priestesses of the goddess. It's a 3-year training spiral. So the first year, and this is all outlined in the book as well, is I can't remember what it's called, but the first year is all about really connecting with the goddess of Britain and spending time going through the wheel and connecting with the goddess every single turn, because it's very much a spirituality that's rooted in the indigenous goddesses of where you live. That's very, very important. The second year is where you start to become a priestess in the outside world. So the first year is all about getting your spiritual ducks in a line and experiencing the goddess and very much within and having a relationship with her within and getting your goddess vibe on, I guess. And the second year is about, now you have this foundation, you can take it and be a priestess to her people and be in service in the outside world. Third year is priestess of Avalon training. So the third year, you work specifically with the goddess of Avalon every single day to build a very deep heart connection with her, and then you dedicate as a priestess of Avalon at the very end. So I read about this training through the Kathy Jones book, Priestess of the Goddess, Priestess of Avalon, and I knew that I wanted to do it someday, because ever since I read my first Wicca book where they mentioned the word priestess, I knew I wanted to be a priestess. I was probably about 14 at the time, so I had ridiculous grand illusions that one day I would be some, oh, high Wiccan priestess, and I'd be the ninja, and everyone would come to me for knowledge and advice, and I'd be all sage and say things like, you know, the pathway lies within, and people would take me seriously. But I discovered this path is written by Kathy Jones, and I knew that was what I wanted to do, because it was incredibly devotional and it was beautiful. I loved it. But I was 19. You can't do the course unless you're 23 years old. That is the youngest age limit, because it is very transformational. So I was sitting at home using the book as a way to plan my spiritual life and go through the seasons with the help of this book. Partly this was because I was a student and I did not have money. And so, of course, to travel to Glastonbury and do this course, and even to take this course, does take money. So I did the good old pagan standby of, I don't need to pay for this, I could do it all on my own. And yeah, that didn't work, really. I got halfway around the wheel twice using the book. Anyway, I'm jabbering on. So I have discovered the book. I'm working through it at home on my own. And I desperately wanted to do it in person someday. But I had this really strong feeling that I wasn't good enough. Because I am a very particular kind of personality. I am very noisy and very energetic and highly excitable and very artistic and independent and bubbly. If I had a spirit animal or a demon, like in Philip Pullman's books, it would probably be a puppy, because that's really how I work. And I thought priestesses wouldn't have puppies as their demons, they would have swans or wolves or something serene and majestic and wise, owls and quiet and stoic and calm and contained. And I was none of those things. Oh my god, I am none of those things. So I always thought there was no way that I would be able to do this course, because it wasn't being a priestess, even though it was something I wanted so much, it wasn't something that was within what I could do, I felt. So, I'm keeping on with my life. I'm in my early 20s now, in our story, early 20s. And I'm figuring out who I am and what I want to be when I grow up and what my truth was. Because I don't think, well, I can only speak from my own experience. I don't think you know when you're a kid. I don't think you know when you're a teenager. I did a workshop with Susanna Budapest once, and the one thing that she said that I thought was really profound was that you're not finished as a person until you're around 20, 21, because then you can start, what's the word? Because then you have enough experience to know a little bit more about who you are, and you're ready to start formulating your own voice in the world, or something like that. It was really profound and cool, and I really felt that that made sense, because by the time I was 21, I'd been to school and university, and I'd become completely disenchanted with my university subject. I had a long relationship that crashed and motherfrickin' burned horribly. I discovered afterwards who I am and how much I enjoy like being by myself and having masses of fun, and I discovered dance, which is one of the huge things in my life. And I didn't, from when I was 21 onwards, I felt, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'm trying to say that what Susanna Budapest says was worthy of an owl or a wolf demon. It was very, very cool, and I do agree with it. And when I was 21, I was still trying to go through this whole tradition on my own, which of course is very difficult, but I was thinking, like, poor pagan, I can do this all on my own, I don't need to spend money on anything, everything should be free, I can do everything on my own. And then it was two and a half years ago, I think. I'm 26 now. It was 2.5 years ago. And by that time, I'd met my now partner, Guy, who is, he's called Superman on the blog, because he is amazing. I didn't know people like that existed. I was incredibly surprised when he turned up. I'd been with him for quite a long time, and I can't remember what it was that jolted it, but I had a sudden, this is going to sound really melodramatic, I had a sudden knowing of my own mortality or something like that, and I felt that, what the hell am I doing? Not doing the things that I am passionate about. What the hell am I doing? Not doing the things that I want to do with my life now. Why am I letting this fear and worry get in the way of doing and being who I want to be? It's just stupid. And it was kind of like an all-out panic. Well, not panic, but all-out moment where I realised, if I wanted to be a priestess, I'd freaking have to start, man. I can't. It's not something that you can, I can't put it off anymore. I think I was 24. I was 24, I think. And I thought, right, that's it. I have to, if this is what I am, and this is what I want to be, because by that time I had been involved in witchcraft and goddess stuff for over 10 years, so I figured that it wasn't a phase by now. I had to do something about it. What the hell am I doing? I have no idea how much time I have left living. Why am I not living it, doing the things that I want to do? Why am I running away from the stuff I want to do? How does that make any sense? So, I applied to do the in-person goddess, priestess of the goddess training course, the first spiral. And I was preliminarily accepted, and I spoke to the course tutor, and I remember speaking to the course tutor, her name is Erin, she's amazing, and with her strange Texan accent, and I was just literally in tears the entire time we were talking. We were talking for about half an hour, and I was telling her all my fears about what it meant to do this course, like, would I change into some kind of mega freaky hippie that I wouldn't recognise and start using bathing in gem essences and just being unrecognisably new age and stuff, because this was a really big fear of mine. I was also terrified that I wouldn't enjoy the course, that it would be too out there for me. I was terrified that the people I'd meet on the course would be people I hated. Terrified, because I had tried integrating with the pagan community a few times before, and I'm really sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but I never met anybody really that I really got on with. I met a lot of really wounded people, I met a lot of incredibly egotistical people, and I met a lot of douchebags, and I was terrified about spending money and putting all this effort into a course where I'd have to hang out with wounded, egotistical douchebags for a year, and that I would lose all this money, and I was terrified. But I remember talking on the phone to Erin, and she was wonderful, and for some reason, as soon as we started talking, I was just tears down my face the whole time. I still remember exactly where I was and that exact moment when I was talking to her, and I didn't get it. Why was I crying? I don't think I told her. I hope I didn't tell her. I was quite embarrassed. But anyway, that year I couldn't do it because of financial reasons. But the next year I came back and I did start. And right now where I am, I've just finished my first year of training with the Goddess Temple in Glastonbury, doing my first spiral of the three spiral training. And it's been... I've written a lot about this. I write a lot about everything to do with this on my blog, but it's been completely transforming, and it's completely transformed my idea of what and who a priestess is, and what it means to be a priestess, and how I can be a priestess, and my relationship with the goddess and the divine is just supernovaed, and I feel so much more who I really am. And I care so much more less about whether I am perceived as a massive hippie than I did before, because it was a big fear. And it's just been a really incredible experience. The people I've met have been amazing and smart and wonderful and fearless, some of them, and badass, and just amazing people from all over the world, from all different walks of life. And I've met so many incredible people in the goddess community, and I have just learned so much about goddess, and I've had so many experiences, because the course is really about how you experience. The first year is really about finding out how you experience the goddess and really experiencing the year with her. And I just learned so much. And where I am now, I'm about to start my second spiral, so that's officially training in being an outside priestess. And I'm working on my blog and working with the Goddesses of Avalon and Morgan Le Fay, who is the one that plopped me on this pathway. The only reason I bought that book, Priestess of Avalon, was because I saw from the internet that it mentioned Morgan Le Fay, who I've always been obsessed with. And creating on the internet now and summoning up the balls to do stuff in the physical world as well, in my local community here in Cambridge. The figure. And yeah, so currently what my mission with what I'm working with Rockstar Priestess is, because I struggled for so many years resisting this path and becoming a priestess and working in all this cool priestess stuff, because I felt that I wasn't good enough and that I had to be somebody else to be a priestess and to be this spiritual person. And people who weren't anything like me. And I learned that that's complete bollocks. So my mission with Rockstar Priestess is really to tell you and to show you that really the essence of being a priestess is about distilling who you really are. It's about coming back to not trying to be like somebody else or trying to be this amazing purple-clad stoic wonder. It's about becoming who you really, truly are, and everything that you are, just becoming more of that. Because that's what being a priestess is about. It's about being completely yourself. And in being completely yourself, you learn to serve the goddess and to serve this amazing world we live in by being completely authentic. Because that's what it's all about. And I can't take you step by step in how to be the most you. For example, you can't learn how to be the best Demi Fox, me, because no one else can do that. No one else can be me. Everybody is individual and unique. Everybody has... I totally believe that everybody in their own individual uniqueness has a tribe of people who are similar and are like soul brothers and are similar in and work the same way as you, but nobody's going to be exactly like you. And the whole point of being a priestess is to get back down to who exactly who you are and then priestess from there, because that's where everything comes from. If the divine is in everything, then the most divine you can be is being completely who you are, because that's where she lives. She lives in the purest, most deep part of you, and that's what you need to shine to the world. So I write and I blog and I make stuff because I want to show people that you don't have to be something else other than yourself to become a priestess, and to show people that you don't have to be perfect to be a priestess. You don't have to be the world's most incredibly motivated student, and you don't have to be you don't have to be this perfect thing to be a priestess, because it's not about being perfect, because life is going to suck sometimes. You're going to forget things, you're going to intend to do a Sabbath ritual, but then, you have to stay late at work that day, so you never get time to do it, and then you do it a week later, or not at all, or you meant to go outside and do a ritual, but as soon as you got there, it just pissed it down with rain, so you came home. It's not about being perfect, it's all about just showing up, trusting what actually authentically happens to you, and letting go, surrender. Honestly, you don't have to be anything other than yourself. And if yourself is a little bit like me, a little bit disorganized, not very good at doing the big ritual preparation thing, and exceptionally good at freaking out when you see a full moon in the sky, she's like, oh my god, where the fuck did that come from? It was a new moon 2 days ago. That's fine. No guilt. All self. So that's my story of how I came to be training in Goddess Temple in Glastonbury. Woohoo! So next time I'm going to be telling you a little bit about my tradition and the way we work with the Wheel of the Year, because it's slightly different to how, I'm going to go for the words, regular paganism works with the Wheel of the Year. And I'm going to treat you to an invocation of the goddesses of the Wheel of the Year, which is something we do before every ritual, and in fact something I do almost every day, calling in all the goddesses of the wheel to hang out and be with you and help you and kind of bring their vibe into your space. So that was it. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to subscribe to my mailing list over at priestesstraining.com. It's the Rockstar Priestess mailing list, which means I'll pop you an email whenever another podcast comes out. And you also get a cool, sexy, free priestess starter guide, so then you can start your own journey to becoming a priestess, because I know that's what you're into. And you get to hear about mermaids and priestess adventures and cool new pictures that I make and all kinds of stuff like that. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Kevin MacLeod and his awesome music that I'm using for my intro and outro, Jalandhar, in compotech.com. Tschüss!